I was in Las Vegas last week for some meetings at CES. And they put a newspaper on my door every morning, you know?
Yeah. That's what I like about hotels. Yeah. They just give you the newspaper.
Yeah. So I'm walking down.
And they make your bed for you.
I know.
I'm reading it in the elevator, and I ripped out a story in the elevator out of the newspaper. It was very 1980s to do that instead of getting it online.
Yeah.
But the story was about Wayne Dobson. And he wants you to know, he does not have your cell phone.
Hmm? Wayne Dobson.
Okay? Wayne Dobson in North Las Vegas does not have your cell phone, people.
Okay.
And even if it looks like he might. In the past 2 years, the 59-year-old retiree has been pestered by hundreds of people showing up at all hours of the day and night at his house demanding their phones.
What?
Give me back my phone! They've yelled at him. They show him evidence. They call the police. They swear that the phone is in his house. But he's no thief.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, the GPS in some Sprint cell phones is messed up. So when people lose their phone, it always says, it's at Wayne's house.
Oh, that sucks.
What a nightmare.
Can you imagine if this guy was like some huge drug dealer and he got caught because of these people losing their phones?
Give me my phone back. I know it's in there.
It started over 2 years ago with a knock on the door around midnight on a weekend. He opened the door. There was a young couple standing there. They're very upset. And they said, give me back my phone. And he said, I'm standing there and I'm thinking, what are they talking about? They might as well have said, give me back my horse. After debating back and forth, they called police. He told them, I don't know these people. I don't know where they go. I'm 59. I don't care about these technology pets they have. I don't care about phones. Well, the couple left without their phone. He never saw them again. But the next night, he realized he had a bigger problem on his hands.
Why?
He saw a woman just wandering around in his backyard.
He's like,
she's staring at her phone and she's wandering around his backyard. And then she jumps over the wall. And a few minutes later, give me my phone. I know you have it. He said, call the police. You can come on in and search while we wait for the police to get here. I don't have your stupid phone.
Oh, the week
before Christmas, four young guys bang on his door at 2:30 a.m. Yelling for him to open up and give back the phone.
That's scary.
The guy misplaced his phone and used Find My iPhone to locate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it said it's at Wayne's house.
Oh, man.
Man, Wayne.
Wayne's house.
Wayne said he was literally proving to me that I had his cell phone. It's gotten so bad, Wayne has moved his bed to his living room so he can get to the front door quicker, because it happens every night. Oh, my God.
Poor guy.
A nightmare.
Well, does Wayne have something in there? You know how they can use those, what are they called? Like, not
towers.
Not blockers, but what bad people use to not
jam signals and stuff.
So they can't trace your...
It's just some it's some technology anomaly that these three towers that circle Wayne's house miles away triangulate and point to his house. And only on the Sprint phone. And it gets worse. When somebody...
I love how all these people are taking matters into their own hands.
I would be on... Remember the story I told about...
I wouldn't do that.
My assistant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sort of.
I lost my phone. I went to Find My iPhone. It showed me that it was 20 miles away in a suburb.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately like, okay, I drive there.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be my assistant's mom's house. She took the phone because I left it here all day.
Didn't
want to get stolen.
The most shocking thing about this story to me is that people still use Sprint.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, when someone on a Sprint phone calls 911 and doesn't tell the 911 operator their location, the computer kicks into GPS mode.
Oh, no.
And to locate the emergency, and it's always at Wayne's house.
Oh,
so Wayne's got a bunch of emergencies.
The emergency is always at Wayne's house. So Wayne routinely gets dragged out of his house by Las Vegas police
and has to
lay face down in the driveway while they investigate.
He's got a lawsuit. Right?
Now, they said that they now flag any calls to his house, but they will still send officers to the scene unless they can confirm there's no problem.
Because now he's thinking, I can do anything.
Exactly.
They're always going to think
Wayne,
it's a false alarm.
You can steal whatever you want now,
and then
Wayne,
if he does have a problem, he calls 911, they're not going to show
right.
up.
Right, yeah, exactly. People say this is a, not people, the police say this is the number one reason to have a home phone in your house is so they know where the call is coming from, at least on your part when you're calling.
Yeah.
Doesn't help him.
Yeah. The only reason I have a phone in my house is to find my cell phone.
Yeah.
Me too,
Kelly. I swear, I use it about 3-4 times a month to find where I left my phone.
I gave it up.